I avoided eye contact with the homeless woman. And I was almost all the way in the liquor store when this voice in my head said, "Come on, man, it's Thanksgiving tomorrow. Come on." I stopped and I turned to her. "Can I get you anything?" Those words felt really good coming out of my mouth. She was clearly surprised by my question, and all she wanted was a bag of ice. And when I came out of the store and gave it to her, she thanked me. And then she said, "I'm hoping to get a campsite nearby, and I just need $3 more. Could you help me with that too?" I handed her $5, thinking that as soon as I was out of view, that campsite would look a lot more like a cheap bottle of booze. But then I caught myself and I realized I can't help at this woman and judge her at the same time. Because if I do that, no matter what I give to her, I'm always going to be a penny short in here, you know? Penny short. A couple weeks later, I was walking out of that same liquor store with my buddy Jimmy and saw the same woman. I invited her inside to get some food, and she picked out a few items, and then she said, "Could I get something to drink too?" I said, "Of course." But inside I was thinking, "Get some booze, I knew you would." What did she do? Did she get some malt liquor, maybe some of that cheap red wine that comes in the big jug that's made just for people like her? Or maybe she got the makings for a homeless cocktail, this blend of vodka spiked with Theraflu. You guys heard of this one? They call it the flu driver. But she didn't do any of that. She headed straight for the stale coffee, muttering, "I could sure use a cup of Joe." Once again, I had judged her as being a boozer, and here Jimmy and I stood with a six-pack of high-octane local brew and a bottle of whiskey that was sure to kick our buzz into high gear. But hey, I'm not homeless. You shouldn't judge me for my drinking habits, right? The cashier rang up her items, and he said, "That'll be $8.11. And I realized I'd forgotten my wallet at Jimmy's house, and I had some loose coins and some loose bills in my pockets. $8.12. I pulled out everything I had. $8.11. Cashier bagged up her items. He didn't care that I was a penny short. The woman didn't care I was a penny short. But I cared. Because now I fear that somehow I'm always going to be a penny short.